I'll deal with you. I think that's enough for this morning. I want to maybe close with this. Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews, maybe written by Paul, didn't claim to be written by Paul, says this in chapter 12, verse 7, about how when we get off base, God corrects us. It says this: as you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Who ever heard of a child who is never disciplined by their father? If God doesn't discipline you as he disciplines all of his children, it means that you are illegitimate and not really his children at all. There's more to the story. There's more that God is doing. Next week, we're going to talk about Paul's example of Elijah. So if you could accept homework from church and say to yourself, I will read 1 Kings chapters probably 18 and 19. It says chapters, but it's not even pages, you know. It's two pages in a Bible. 1 Kings chapter 18 and 19, the story of Elijah. And we'll see that God speaks to the souls of his faithful ones in their despondency. I came here this morning to say, look, God means business, and we know that there is forgiveness of our sin. But what he hasn't done is given us a get-out-of-jail-free card to proceed whatever way we want to, and then to redeem the coupon at the end and saying, I know a guy, I can't take this road, I want that road, let me in. Okay? God saves us from our sin to follow him. And Ezekiel is very clear about it. Follow God if you're following him, and if you don't, you're going to face him. And Jesus is very clear about it. The ones that my Father has given to me, I will not lose. No one can rip them from my hand. But he says that when he's dealing with people who refuse to follow. And they will be dealt with. And so the message is both severe and merciful. God says, I'm going to judge. I'm going to judge fairly, and you will all face it. And for those of you who are receiving salvation in Jesus' name and forgiven because of his sacrifice and believing that there is newness of life and forgiveness for those who recognize in Christ sin is punished, there's deliverance. And it's the clear message of the gospel this morning. And Paul says, has God forsaken Israel, those people who killed Jesus, who refused to follow him even now? Absolutely not. No group of people in mass is forsaken. Anybody who turns to follow Jesus Christ will be included. But you, watch out. You who consider I'm included, stay here. Because if they could be out, these chosen people of God, for not following, you too will be out for not following. If you believe, follow. This is the message of Scripture this morning from Romans chapter 11. Just a couple of verses as we get off and into it. So let's pray.